Could you please read the sentences on the screen out loud?
Yeah. So, okay. One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11. $20.
Great.
Okay.
So please be sure to use complete sentences in your question.
Okay.
Okay. Can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, I can take the bus to New York City.
And the price of a bus ticket is $15, right?
No, it's not. The price for the bus ticket is $11. New York City has many restaurants and a huge variety of different types of food. Within a single block, you might find an Indian restaurant, a Middle Eastern restaurant, and a Japanese restaurant. Other restaurants serve Mexico food, Indonesia food, and of course American food. Chinatown is known for its wonderful Asian restaurants.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Does New York City have Middle Eastern restaurants? Yes,
New York City has Middle Eastern food restaurants.
And Chinatown is known for Middle Eastern food, right? No,
Chinatown is famous for its Asian food.
Great, thank you. Could you please read them out loud?
Okay. Manhattan has many parks where people like to work, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the High Line Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue.
Thank you. Is the High Line Park above street level?
Yes, High Line Park is street above the level.
And the High Line Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
No, High Line Park is above the 11th Avenue.
Great, thank you. Do you need a break? Are you okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
Alright.
Yeah.
Okay. Could you please read the sentences on the screen out loud?
Okay. There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in Northern Manhattan, and you can take the subway there. It's part of the Metropolitan Museum and it has a beautiful garden too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
Yes, the Cloisters is part of the museum.
Okay. And the Cloister is located in Southern Manhattan, right?
No, the Cloisters is located in Northern Manhattan. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes run along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes. Yes, the American consists of North America and South America.
And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No, actually the Rocky Mountains is located in North America.
Right. Could you please read the sentences on the screen out loud?
In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, the traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other line, while a solid line means the cars cannot cross into the other lane. Yeah, it's true. The solid line means the car cannot cross the lane.
Okay. And two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, two-way roads use yellow lines. Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Rural areas often have few job opportunities and higher employment rates. People living in the rural areas generally have less access to healthcare. Studies show that life expectancy is lower in rural areas than in urban areas.
Do people living in rural areas have less access to healthcare?
Yes, people who live in the rural areas have less access to the healthcare. Sorry, can you repeat?
And life expectancy is lower in urban areas, right?
Yes.
Is it lower in urban areas?
No, the lower life expectancy is more common for the rural areas.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.